Right now, it is time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kelby Thompson calling from Seattle, Washington.
Hey, Kelby, did you say?
Yes, Kelby.
Kelby, okay. How are things in
it's
Seattle?
An odd one.
Well, I wasn't going to make fun of it because I'm trying not to do that to people anymore, frankly. It is very nice to have you with us, Kelby. You're going to play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Kelby's topic?
Thank you, Mr. Comptroller.
Politicians get a bad rap, and we're not just talking about when Macklemore raps about politicians. Isn't it time we thanked them? This week, we read a story about a politician finally being celebrated for something they did. Our panelists are going to tell you about it. Pick the one who's telling the truth, and you win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Kelby, you ready to play?
I am.
All right. First, let's hear from Helen Hong.
While campaigning to become president of Latvia, candidate Raimon Vejonis didn't shy away from bearing it all. Making a campaign stop in the small town of Sesvine, he made sure to visit the oldest and busiest establishment in town, the local bathhouse. And following bathhouse traditions, he stripped all the way down to do it. The presidential hopeful gave a campaign speech in the buff, while other nude men soaked in the rhetoric as they soaked in the steamy waters. Photographers were not allowed at the event for obvious reasons, but that didn't stop the owner of the bathhouse from sneaking a few photos on a stealthy cell phone. Months later, after candidate Vejonis prevailed to become President Vejonis, the elated bathhouse owner had one of his surreptitious nude snapshots printed up, framed, and proudly displayed in the lobby. The customers love it. We're a small town and we don't get big names come through here. It shows our president cared enough to visit us and we feel more connected with him. Chuckling, he also added, "And now everyone knows he leans to the left in more ways than one."
The newly elected president of Latvia celebrated for his surreptitiously taken nude photo. Your next story of a public servant getting the respect they deserve finally comes from Tom Baudet.
2 decades ago, when a Russian lawmaker stood up in the Duma boldly declaring, "My name is Viktor and I am an alcoholic," he was met with a thunderous shrug. I mean, who wasn't? Since its founding in 1993, after the fall of the Soviet Union, the 616-member lower house of parliament has been on something of a bender. They debate, then toast with vodka. They toast, then vote. They vote, then toast. They toast to Mother Russia, Father Putin, Uncle Chuckles, whoever that is. They toast to vodka. They are, in other words, continually toasted. But not "My name is Viktor." Viktor joined Alcoholics Anonymous in 1996 and celebrated 20 years of sobriety on May Day. "It has not always been easy," said "My name is Viktor," working the 12 steps while stepping around my drunken comrades, "but I faked it until I maked it. I'm not that bright, but by 2 o'clock every day, I'm smartest person in room." Listing all the people he'd harmed and making amends to them all, as the 12 steps require, has been an ongoing challenge. Georgia, Chechnya, radioactive sushi, the little thing at Chernobyl, has a lot of calls to make. But "My name is Viktor" perseveres, and on Monday, the entire Duma rose to its feet, swayed a little bit, and celebrated his 20th sobriety birthday with a toast.
A Russian parliamentarian celebrated for not drinking. And your last story of an official getting recognition comes from PJ O'Rourke.
Okay, everybody says they want a politician with balls. Well, in Great Britain, they really do have a politician with balls because that's his last name, Labour Party MP Ed Balls. And the Brits celebrate the fact with what has become an unofficial national holiday. The 28th of April is Ed Balls Day. Ed Balls is a national hero due to a ballsy move. He tweeted his name. Just his name. No platform, no program, no policy was attached. Simply Ed Balls up there for all to see. And further capturing the essence of modern politics, it was a mistake. Back in 2011, an aide suggested that Ed check Twitter to see if his name was trending. The MP tapped in his moniker, but instead of a search, it was a send. The British, who famously possess a wry sense of humor, thought this was hilarious. And ever since, on the 28th of April, thousands of Brits, including many politicians and indeed Ed Balls himself, send out the tweet, "Happy Ed Balls Day." However, the Brits also famously possess a sense of reserve and restraint. In 2015, Ed Balls lost his re-election campaign.
All right, then. One of these politicians did something noteworthy. Was it, from Helen Hong, the president of Latvia getting down and getting naked in a spa, thereby being immortalized? From Tom Baudet, a Russian parliamentarian managing to stay sober in the Russian parliament? Or from P.J. O'Rourke, Ed Balls Day, where they celebrate in Britain the gumption of one parliamentarian, Ed Balls, who tweeted his own name?
Okay. I don't think the Russians would ever celebrate someone getting sober, so I'm going to have to go with Ed Balls.
You said it, not me. You're going to go with PJ's story of Ed Balls and his day in Britain?
Yes, I'm going to go with that.
All right. Well, we spoke to someone who knew a lot about this particular politician.
Ed Balls Day is an occasion for the family to get together and celebrate this momentous day in British politics.
That was Mikey Smith. He's a political reporter who does annual live coverage of the Ed Balls Day celebration for the Mirror Online. Obviously, Kelby, you got it right. PJ, for once, was telling the truth. You earned a point for him. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting in your voicemail. Congratulations, Kelby.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Bye. Bye-bye.